This is Boston Accents Podcast, episode 15, recorded on November 26th, 2021. In this episode, we talk about Bang energy drinks and cats in the mashed potatoes. So crack a couple brews, come join us. There you go. The fucking Boston Accents Podcast.
What did they vote?
Boston Accents.
Boston Accents.
Born and raised in Quincy.
Boston Accents.
Boston Accents.
Boston Accents.
Quincy kid.
Boston Accents.
Dorchester.
Dude, he's a good kid.
Boston Accents.
Revere.
So then he's seen the car. So he started running down here.
All right.
Why does one get a little bit less than the others?
I think one of them leaked in my pocket on the way over.
Did it really?
They have a highly calibrated manufacturing plant.
That's hilarious. I'll
be inhaling Malort for the rest of my life.
Should we do those first?
Zoop, zow.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for fucking tuning in again to this new episode.
Probably forgot about us.
Bob has hopped up on a fucking Bang energy drink. It's called Radical Skedaddical.
Yeah.
Super creatine edition.
It contains zero natural ingredients.
And ultra it tastes corn like sugar. On the it's back. Amazing how delicious it tastes.
Dude,
it's
the like list of fucking candy. Ingredients on the back of that can, it looks like the Dead Sea Scrolls. It's insane.
A lot of hyphens and shit.
It's potent. Wait a minute. I can't read. Oh, I got to get potent brain and body fuel.
That looks like you've been drinking a lot of those.
Yo, zips out.
Should we?
Definitely brain fuel, dude. Absolutely.
Do you guys want to try the stuff that these people sent us?
All right. Oh, yeah. We got a big time big boy listener out in the UFO Watchtower, I believe that card says.
Holy shit.
And I sent us three nips of Malort.
Who's
fucking
the
company makes that? What Carl guy? Jepsen's?
Jepsen's. Yeah. Do you guys want one of these?
John Jefferson.
You each going to drink one?
Yeah, we got to do one.
Oh, I don't want to fuck it. Ah.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Can I have just a sip like we did in custom. Chicago?
You don't have to drink the whole thing, but I'm going to take a picture of how much you drank and put it on the internet.
You got to do the whole
thing. Dude, that's like the worst thing. What a fucking cunt. Jesus Christ.
We're coming out of the gate hot. Jesus
Blackout Christ. Friday, baby.
That's like
day after Thanksgiving.
Thing to do.
Oh, yeah, Blackout Friday.
Use offer code creatine.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Sorry we made you wait so
Dude,
long.
Just followed up
oh,
with this.
Pour, no, pour it in the fucking
oh,
pit. Pour it in.
No, you got to drink.
It's like a four loco. It's like a 10 loco.
Actually, you notice it doesn't smell like anything? It's like
I'm afraid of this. What this is. All right.
Dude, just put it down, man. It's been sitting on my living room table for like 4 months.
Is that why the label's like worn off?
I'll just play pocket. Like some of these noises while we're drinking it.
So one, two, three. We're going to gun it down.
Yeah. One, three.
One, two, three.
We're not skinheads.
Oh, that was from
Science. It's the worst. Goddamn shit. It's like, tastes like
oh, God.
Melted plastic. Ah, goddamn.
It's fucking
Chicago sucks, dude. Down with Chicago. This is why we gotta do video.
Oh, soup sour, dude. Mm.
You know what I thought when I fucking drank that, dude? I was like, fucking.
It's gone. Doesn't even taste like anything anymore. That's
radical skedaddical fix,
antidote.
Dude.
That's the antidote. Yeah. I knew it was gone. Yeah. It's like the greatest thing of all time.
So there's apparently an episode of Seinfeld where Elaine is in a parking lot and she goes,
"We're not skinheads."
And the crowd fucking goes, loves it.
I just want to tell you. Because
they
weren't. That's why.
Yeah.
It was an observational humor. Yeah.
Whew. So I haven't seen you guys in like 2 fucking weeks.
Yeah, it's been a lot of shit.
We have a lot of shit to get through today. And I didn't even put it on the board. I'm just going to we're just going to roll.
Yeah, I had a couple things too.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about anything in particular?
I do have one pressing thing.
Go ahead.
Oh, the airing of the this shit. A bone to pick.
No, I got a bone to pick. We'll do that later. But over under on Sean actually coming out next week, like he said he is. This is my new favorite thing.
He's not coming.
No, I know, but it's like why? There's this weird thing. Like if I was flying out to you, I'd be excited. Like the week before, I'd be like, yeah, coming. I'd be sending you texts. My fucking pants are off. I'm jacking off, thinking of you, like lubed,
just
up,
like a regular
pre lubed, but you know, all that stuff.
They don't let you on the plane like that.
You don't get a fucking thing. Dude, I'm only asking. That's all. Just want to know. Just want a solid like excitement that I'm coming out. Whatever. I don't like it.
It's always too up in the air. Like it's easy to say, dude, I bought a ticket. It's hard to actually come out. And for a long time, he was good about this. And you know what? He's just not good at it anymore.
Yeah. All right, that's all. I just want to get that off my chest.
He used to be good.
I always kept going.
Bob just starts moshing.
It's the ultra brain fluid that he's drinking or whatever that is.
So
there
yeah, you
is
guys.
No God.
Dude, stop it. You're already like coming in hot. Like
I'm coming
like,
in too I'm hot. Like,
I can't even mosh. My brain
tell
just
us
broke.
A dude, you got to tell us a story right now.
Oh, well, I left my first Yelp review.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's on the list. All right.
You know it has to be bad for me to actually take the time to write the Yelp review, but you guys have been to Donuts with a Difference, right?
No.
So, all right. Honestly, those are the best fucking donuts. They really are. They really are. Even though I've been told by somebody that I shouldn't go in there because if you get, like, the Jimmy fucking donuts, it's actually, like, the rat shit because they don't clean anything and the place is a nightmare.
That's the difference.
But this is the third time I've gone in there, gone out of my way.
It's like rat shit. Yeah.
So to go in there and get donuts, and I roll in. They open at 6 on the fucking weekdays.
Shooting my brains out. I don't know.
So I rolled up at like 7:25. I was going to bring, because it was the day before the holiday. I want to bring everybody to work fucking donuts.
And gargoyle.
So I roll in. I come out of Boston. I roll in. I walk in. The lady's like, 8 a.m. donuts. I'm like, again? She's like, what's the problem? I'm like, can I? All right. I don't mean to be a jerk. And every time you say something like that, means you're going to be a jerk. But I was like, how about, it's the third time I've been in here. And 8 a.m. is optimistic. I'm like, why don't you just change your hours to, the donuts are ready, you open your doors. Because they literally have nothing else to fucking sell. You're not going. I can get New England coffee anywhere else, so I'm not going there for coffee. I'm literally going there for fucking donuts.
It's the difference.
And then the other thing is,
So why does he, hold on, wait, so why do you keep going?
Because there's,
because someone told you not
good,
to go.
How good the fucking donuts are, they're fucking awesome.
You never even had them.
Yo, no, I've had them in the past, but the past, like over the past
Let
2 months.
Let the past be the past.
It's because they're rare. I think maybe like that might be a thing.
You guys are, like, you're breaking my
you
fucking
You got to tell
the
story, though. We can't be left alone to say our own shit.
The donuts are that good. You've had the donuts. Remember I brought them before we killed Joe? Remember I brought them for that ride? Remember when his fucking autopsy sled almost killed the whole
family?
Yeah,
those are good. Yeah, they are good.
Yeah. So now you lost my train of thought.
You're leaving the Yelp review.
Oh, but they also, they're limited in what their donuts are.
You
they
lost
have like,
my train
they
of
have
thought.
Like, they have like honey dip.
Trains are on
like
rails, dude.
They don't have many, like Sugar Ray's, like chocolate frosted, like whatever. But that's the other thing. If you go in the middle of the day, they might be out of donuts. And then if you're stupid enough to wait in line for the fucking donuts and you want honey dip, you're like, yeah, I'm getting fucking honey dip donuts.
That's what I'm wearing.
No, but they might. They might just bring out chocolate frosted. Dude, it's a fucking nightmare.
I like that.
I ended up going to Donut Villa, you know, whatever.
Medford.
Yeah, no, Malden.
Malden. Demitz it's like, a diner. Donut Villa. Yes. Place is awesome.
Yeah. Strip mall diner.
They have 5 egg omelets.
I've never had one of
those.
That's
the difference. Egg
5 egg omelets.
That's a super creatine omelet.
But just thinking of that, though, like, you know how overpriced Cane's is for donuts now?
Yeah.
Like at least Donut Villa. Like, Donut Villa, a dozen of donuts is like $22. That's reasonable for good donuts.
Okay.
Not my favorite.
Fancy, like, nice thickies.
Yeah, and they're not crazy. But anyways, so I left a Yelp review because I was angry.
Lashing out at the world.
But I've never left one before.
Should we read it? Should we go find it? Oh, maybe it's not like that.
I sent it to Pierce.
Oh, I read it.
Did you like my avatar?
I don't remember what it was. What was it?
It's Duffy and fucking Jimmy. It's camouflage Jimmy and fucking Google Eyes fucking Duffy. It's a great
patched
thing.
Again.
Dude, how could anybody... Dude, if you...
He's back.
If there's any picture of, like, those guys, like, how could I not use it for something? What was that?
I don't know.
That was the difference.
What was it? You know
no one's going to take that Yelp seriously, seeing that picture. They're going
to
be
but somebody
two men got together to write this?
Somebody liked it and then thought it was funny, and it's intoxicating. I'm like, oh, Christ, I have a fucking gift.
That means two people hit it, because you can only leave one like or a funny
one
or a helpful.
So now I just want to go to places and fucking write reviews.
Dude, every week you should write a review, then, like, bring it up. We should do this every week instead of every 2 months, by the way.
I just
Yelping with Bob.
I would have liked somebody to fucking... although I did send it to you, like Joe Hawk sending a joke to everybody.
Yelp on the way.
He wants to make sure that everybody sees how funny he is.
Well, you sent it to me.
But I was like, you're like my dad. I'm like, oh, I'm sending it. Hopefully he'll be proud of me and pat me on the back.
I did print it out and put it up in the fridge in my house.
I just
big time.
I just wanted somebody to fucking proofread it.
Did you give them like a 3 out of 5?
I don't know. One. They should have a thing for fucking 2 thumbs down. I don't know why they fucking don't.
They won't let you do it, man.
Two
one
sour,
is the most brutal.
Two sour titties down.
I wish I had 4 hands. I give this shit 4 thumbs down. Yeah,
the milk's gone sour.
Milk's gone sour.
All right. Yeah, move on. I'm fucking smoked.
Patched again.
What time is it?
It's like 2 in the afternoon.
You know what we should talk about? Because it's the most important fucking thing. Yeah. You know what we're never going to fucking play again on this fucking
What's
podcast,
that?
Dude?
Oh, I thought it was going to be Battle Ruins.
Yeah, me too.
So we're never playing Read Some Fucking Emails again because
nobody sends them.
Thanks to everyone. I'm talking like 15 people. I was like, why don't you guys get like a blah, blah, blah phone number? And we fucking went ahead and did it.
Oh, yeah.
So for all you listeners out there that want to like... get on the air, have a sample of your shit, or you're just shit-faced and you want to call us, The new phone number for the Boston Accents hotline is 617-302-7250. Get your pens out. 617-302-7250. And processing. It goes straight to voicemail. Not that you scumbags would care if you were going to wake us up, but like crack a few brews, fucking tie one on, call this number, say some dumbass shit, identify yourself. That, if you don't, it's really not that funny.
Put it in your phone under mom or dad.
So yeah. Actually, I'd love to talk to somebody like 3 a.m. randomly. That'd be fun.
I was going to forward it to your home phone as a joke.
And start maybe stroking off on the other end of it.
They end up crying. Yeah. This is Bob. I'm hammering myself.
Oh, you never had free phone sex before?
Boston Accents hotline. Fucking get into it.
I remember when I was like my ex-girlfriend before Liz,
mm-hmm.
one night she called a fucking, she was
You could also say my other girlfriend.
Well, whatever. Wait, the baloney sisters count as like
baloney
five.
Sisters count.
She randomly called my dad. She was drunk one night trying to find me. This was years after we had broken up. She called my dad's house at like 3 a.m, fucking hammered. I think my dad was just like, "Wow, cool. I'll just take somebody to come over and like
slip
blow
in,
me
slide
or
in.
Let in life.
It's like kind of sucks. It's so short.
I had such a shitty Thanksgiving that I'm like just psyched to be outside of
what
the house.
Sucked about it, dude?
It's because this is my favorite holiday because I've always been guaranteed the day off after.
Mm-hmm.
But awesome. I worked a double on Wednesday, had tomorrow yesterday off, but Thanksgiving was weird. Normally we go to North Carolina every other year.
McDouble.
But I had to work today. I got to work tomorrow. I got to work fucking Sunday. Fucking blows.
You got to work tomorrow?
I do. I got to work tomorrow.
What time?
I work Sunday, 6 a.m.
All right, we'll try to wrap this thing up in like an hour and a half, get you out of here.
No, as long as I get 4 hours sleep, I'll be okay.
Me and Pierce are going out drinking.
Yeah, I know tonight. You guys are.
We got to work tonight at the bar.
I'm working right now.
It's just a bummo because it's my favorite holiday because usually get those like the 3 days in the bag that I can actually relax.
Yeah,
I haven't been able to, man. I haven't seen you guys in a while either, so it's kind of psyched to see you.
Yeah, I think one of the last times we hung out, we should probably talk about this, is that fucking show at the Paradise. A lot of shit happened. So quick overview, then I'm going to want everyone's fucking review. So quick overview. We went to see Tree, Stompbox, and Sam Black Church, which is fucking sick. Sam Black Church played mostly newer songs that none of us knew what they were. Bob knew all of them.
And no, they weren't that. They were pretty good.
That was the first time we really dabbled in J-Mo Cranes as a group.
Yeah.
That's the elixir of life.
That was a hell of an elixir.
Let in life is what I say.
Dude,
so Bob, what are you guys?
Bob. Go.
No, you guys go. Let in life.
That's the only noise I even remember.
Stop it.
I was going to sample like.
I love the end. My favorite part of that show is at the end when we all just like disregarded each other as like human beings and all went separate ways.
We had like 10 J-Mo Crans, that's why.
You took a picture of Jet. You were with some dude with like a leopard print jacket on, and then I was like.
That was his skin.
Dude, it's worst. I guess I'll give my review first because this kind of sucks. So I got fucking shit-faced. I drank like 100 J-Mo Cranberries.
Oh, we drank all the Trulies.
Oh, we drank. Remember they ran out of Trulies? No, there was one left.
I bought the last one
and
I gave
it to Randy.
I gave it to my. Yes, I gave it away.
Bob gave the last Truly to Randy because he's a fucking knight in shining armor. So afterwards, I'm like legit like blacked out. Like I don't remember any of this until like fucking people reminding me of shit. I walk up the Jet. I'm like, Dad. And his teeth are like all fucked up. And I'm like, dude, I got to tell you a story from when I was in high school. He's like, okay. I'm like, we were coming to see Sam Black at the fucking Paradise, dude. And you were in McDonald's. And we were behind you in line. And my buddy's like, yo, that's Jet. I'm like, oh, shit, it's Jet. And the lady at the counter goes, do you want ketchup? And you go, ketchup? No, thank you. He's like, all right, man. Like, that's cool. I'm like, I remember that, dude. He's like, all right. Like, he's like calling the fucking cops on me, basically. But then I was like, I was getting a weird vibe from him because I was like stalking him. And I was like, this is fucking bullshit. You didn't play Disc Justice on Too Many Boss. You guys got to fucking play next reunion. You got to play the whole first 7-inch. He's like, dude, like, calm down. And I was like, all right, let's get in the picture. And then I got in touch with
him. 80% of the crowd was wearing Sam Black Church t-shirts. It was great.
Thankfully, they ended with formaldehyde, though.
They knew enough to do that. Yeah. The second night set is on YouTube, so if you want to revisit it, dude, like I probably know five fucking songs in the whole thing. They start off with Light the Need Fire as the opener.
They play Den of Inequity, which I love that song. I know you guys don't like it, but it's just a good
song.
It's
awesome. It doesn't really sound like them, but it's awesome. That song's awesome.
That shows you what, oh shit, what happened? Oh, my God.
Drink more of that energy shit, dude.
Yeah, get the mind substance in there.
The mind substance.
Creatine and EAAs.
No, somebody stole your train. Our age group at shows love hard seltzers. They love them more than chicks.
I was drinking them, man.
I like them too, but I didn't realize that it's like we'll just drink a bar out of the
hard seltzer. Everyone's trying to watch their carbs, bro. It's like three low
drinks,
carbs.
Three drinks at a time for all three of us. Anytime I turned around, Carlsberg, the fucking J-Mo and cranberry, and a hard seltzer. Like one sip out of this, one sip out of this, one sip
out of this. We're all triple fisted.
The J-Mo and cranberry is the elixir of life, unless it's made poorly. When there's too much Jameson,
elixir of life.
It's not good. There's a place in Beverly, Anchor Tap.
Mind juice, dude.
Dude. Oh. They make the. Remember that night I sent you the picture of the pints?
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Bacon's hot.
They're fucking perfect.
You know how you always say you're overserved? The whole idea of giving someone a pint of J-Mo Cranch is like overserving.
That's
like,
why I slept on that guy's boat that night.
Oh, yeah. And you paid the fee. You paid the troll toll to fucking sleep on the fucking boat.
Anchor's up.
Yeah, where were we going with that? Oh, Stompbox. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. I no longer like Stompbox. I no longer.
They were awesome.
Nope. Because they decided that the guy. Remember when he got up there and he put up his phone? He's like, take a picture. He's like, show my wife that people like this stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's bad. And then he's like, hey, who wants more? There's going to be new stuff. Right then and there. No.
Well, hey, guys, we're thinking about writing a new record. Who's in? Don't. And like the thing is, all these dudes that have like the. No. What's the goatee where it's just on the bottom of your chin?
That's a Billy Goat.
A King Tut?
Well, I call it Billy Goat.
I call it a King Tut.
You call it a King Tut? That's
what's that, dude? Perk on the Celtics used to have a King Tut. Looks like Pharaoh, like the sarcophagus. Everyone has those. And everyone has on Sam Black Church t-shirts they bought that night in like Oakley's. And I'm like, oh, gee, like this is, and they're all like, we want new Stompbox, bro. It's awful.
Nobody wanted that.
These are people that pay rent. Although, these are voting people.
You know how fucked up we were, though, when we walked in? Because we were like, oh, Tree sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, they were, man.
Oh, I can't believe we
heard
we missed
the end
that.
Of
we're
one
like, oh,
song.
Believe,
the sounded
great. How could we miss that?
Dude, the guy had a full like radiation suit on with a gas mask.
Oh, yeah, Jake Westwood, dude. Yeah.
That's what everybody should have wore to Slapshot Weekend, man.
I think it was like a Fallout 4 cosplay.
Oh, shit.
Golden Corral.
Whatever that is.
I don't know. Somebody else said that.
Oh, yeah. You know who said that was fucking...
Patched again.
Well, I don't know. Does that sum up everything?
I think so.
That's the end of this one.
Well, did you have any... You didn't get to give a review or...
Yeah, you didn't either. We just talked over you.
I just drank three drinks at the same time for like a couple hours and then...
Oh, you were hanging with someone. I forget who it was, but you ran into one of your boys.
Yeah, me too.
Tommy Vaughn.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, and then some other dude that...
Shout out to my boy Foster and Chainsaw who were there also. They got us the tickets.
Quinn was there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the dudes that got us the tickets. Yeah,
shout out. Thanks, bros.
Yeah, we gave him shout outs.
Dude, Bob's belly has gotten bigger.
No, it's gotten small. I've lost weight.
That's not small.
I'm back in my jeans. I'm back in my 34
jeans,
baby.
Like on weird.
All right. God, look. They're better now. Look at that.
Dude,
there it is.
Oh, it's gross. I could fuck that belly button, though, for sure. Dude, how far does that go back? Does that go to China? How deep is that thing?
I'm in the 220s right now.
Yep. Really?
Dude, yeah.
You proud of that?
You want to feel these fucking muscles, though? They're getting pretty big.
So I get that sweatshirt and hiding them, babies.
I'll take my shirt off right now, bro.
All right. No, move
it's a
on.
Podcast.
Move it on.
I'll fucking fight you right now.
You were in Portland for a week.
You got a fucking problem? You got a fucking problem?
Yeah. You were in Portland for a week.
No, I want to hear more about this.
Go
I want to hear more about what's going on over here.
Why don't we? I have an idea how we can do this chronologically. Let's talk about Kim and Brendan coming to Boston.
Fix it.
Okay. We'll talk about you going to Portland.
So I didn't see them when they were in Boston.
Fix it.
Really?
Because I went to a spiritual cramp show at the Elks Lodge.
Bro, I was with you in Boston with them at Daedalus.
Oh, because they came back down again.
And I was also with you in a spiritual cramp show.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, boy. Where's the bucket?
What, you have to piss?
I think so.
That drum is the new bucket.
Right, we'll keep
pissing this fucking 12-pack.
All right, they came down twice. I forgot about the first time. You're right.
So the first time they came down, we went to... I mean, there's no real... You know what's a fucking low light?
We went to Hong Kong. I don't know if you weren't there for that.
I wasn't there for that.
That was good.
Dude, I'm fucking just chilling. I'm talking to, I think, Brendan.
Yeah.
Kim's next to me, and she's like, oh, I'm going to get an Aperol Spritz. And I'm like, oh, like those have some like sentimental bullshit to me. So I'm like, I want a fucking Aperol Spritz too. And they give us like these like giant ones, and it's sick. And I'm drinking mine, and she's finishing her fucking drink from before that. Then she takes the entire Aperol Spritz. I was telling the story, and just dumps it on my crotch. I don't know if you remember this.
That's
like,
the
there's
move.
Like ice. Like, dude, I was fucked. Like, the crotch, I was fucking soaked. That shit sucks. Hey, Kim, stop pouring drinks in my crotch for crying out loud.
Hit me with tradition. Another beer.
But I was psyched to see them.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
Do you want a Nightlight or do you want an Oxbow?
Mm-hmm.
We hit Notch in Brighton. Earlier, like me and them and Harris and Abby.
All right.
Before we met up with you.
So you went to see Clevo.
No, I didn't see him.
You went to see Magellan.
Yeah. Magellan like a felon.
Was that Notch in Brighton dead when you guys were there?
We went there kind of early. No, it was doing pretty good. It was like that outdoor. It looks like a fancy jail kind of.
Yeah. Well, did
like walk in the yard?
That used to be the state police barracks or something over there?
Probably.
Is that what it really was?
Place fucking
looks like it. It's good, though. That notch is good.
So I love that all their beers are under 5% alcohol. You can drink like 7,000 of them.
Yeah, you can't.
You can even like just, you can drive away from there perfectly
they tell you
fine.
They actually require you to.
Huh. They do driving tests in the parking lot.
So then it was great to see them, and we had such a fucking good time.
Yeah.
Then you didn't see them when they came to see spiritual, when they came down with their spiritual cramp,
yeah,
which we went to, which was fucking wild.
Yeah, it was a good time, yeah.
Do you remember the drink that we had at the very end of the night?
The worst fucking drink ever. This is the most powerful fucking drink of all time. That thing put me over the edge.
It was stronger than grain alcohol. It was a mixed drink.
Some shit that the guy at the Elks concocted to give. It was free.
So that's thanks, I knew that was the hookup.
That was a red flag.
No, he was like, this is what we drink when we make ourselves drinks. Do you guys want one? We're like, oh, yeah, what kind of alcohol is in it? He's like, rum. We're like, all right.
Dude, fucking brutal.
That was fucking, dude, I think like later that week you said like we were both trying to drink them as fast as we could.
2 hours later, we still had a full glass each. It was like a cartoon where like the food never goes away, where the guy's just like gunning it down.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get rid of it.
Fuck.
Oh, fucking rough, dude.
So then you went to Portland, which is sick.
Yeah, yeah. Portland's always a good time.
For a fucking week. Not for a weekend. You went for a week.
Oh, actually, something happened before that we have to get Bob back in for, but we'll deal with that in a moment.
For those at home, he's pissing right now.
Yeah, I think so. He could be outside your house right now. Look out your window.
He's probably in your house. Look in your window.
Also, I don't know if it went through, but thanks again to Phil for those fucking Malort shots.
Thanks, Phil. What's up?
We'll send you something in the mail.
Yep. Another one of those boxes we send to everybody.
Phil and Fool's Gold. All right, hit one of those buttons real quick.
Just sure.
That's good.
We're not skinheads.
So that crowd laughing right there reminds me of like when I was up in Portland, there was a lot of people milling around at these bars because I was hitting a lot of them, like Oxbow, which we brought down.
Shout out.
What else we do?
Novare Rez.
Novare Rez a couple nights.
Shout out.
Great place. Fucking High Roller Lobster, great place.
Oh, sick. Big shout out for Lobby Pops.
This place, Ruski's, little dive bar with the best breakfast in town. And I was on the end of my street. Fucking, what else can we say about that?
That's a Steve.
Small little mining town, upper northwest quadrant.
Yeah. It's in like square like B6. Yeah. Bob, there's something that Pierce wants to talk about, but
a good place to raise a kid.
He needs you to talk about it. Oh, he can't even hear us.
Hey, look at you, good man.
Stop knocking everything over.
You guys.
Why Lobot out of breath?
For a second. If you got
Lobot.
Hold on to your thought, but if I didn't flush because it was a weird yellow down there, and when I peed in it, it got more fluorescent.
All right, so
if you
guys
gotta pee, just keep peeing.
No, it's probably from that. It's probably from that shit.
Like, dude, how much riboflavin's in that?
I just ran like 10 feet, and I think I might die.
Why, dude? Why'd you come back out of breath?
Well, because I just figured you guys were talking about garbage. So I just figured I'd just get right back here.
Well, aren't you gonna be foolish when you listen back? And
can you save the podcast?
Well, no.
Oh, the reason I wanted to talk about that was just because I wanted to give Lager Dog a shout out.
Yeah, Lager Dog's fucking awesome, especially the new one.
The best goddamn the Lager Dog's on the East Coast. And so, hey, if you're at Oxbow on Monday or Tuesday up in Portland, is that right?
Portland, Maine.
Yeah, grab some fucking Lager Dog's from our fucking...
I can't believe I left an energy drink and a beer unattended next to you two guys.
Those are both full of salt right now. They're full of sand and salt.
Massively attended.
Oh, so what you needed?
So, somebody that I ran into up in Portland was somebody that the last time we were hanging out together.
Excellent segue.
We went to a book signing.
Yeah, that was fun.
And let's talk about this for a moment because it was also at a little brewery.
Idle Hands.
Medford, right? Is that
Malden.
It? Malden, whatever.
I fucked those two up, too.
Are those places ever going to separate?
They used to say, I think, God, they used to say Medford.
It's like the Lynn and Lawrence of fucking.
I can't remember. They used
to say, be able to use that?
I fuck it up, but they used to say either Medford or Malden was one or the other with trees. Like, I think Medford was Malden with trees.
That doesn't help me.
Yeah, I still have no fucking idea. They're like,
oh, I still got your art, by the way, from the dude.
I want that shit.
Hey, can I?
Dude.
I know we're buddies with those guys. You guys are buddies. I'm not. But they signed the things with pencil. It's the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah, yeah. So
that way you can erase it when you get home.
Yeah, it's like they signed with pencil.
Go to ScandinavianAggression.net or .com, one or the other. Just Google it. You'll find something.
So oh,
rowdy.
Oh, dude, I was in the Black Rose the other night, and one of those stickers was in the fucking bathroom.
Thin Lizzy?
No, I did another one of those commercials. And I went out with the crew afterwards, and everyone was fucking blacked out.
You asked us if we wanted to be in one. Where the fuck were we?
I got a lot more enthusiastic responses from other people, dude. you're right. I did ask you if you wanted to be in one.
Yeah, we said, like, yeah, hell, yeah.
Look at how enthusiastic his response is after when he does it.
I guess.
No, this guy's bullshit. Dude,
we didn't need the extras. They changed the script. Next time.
That's what you had to say.
Next time.
You're actually writing a bigger part for us,
dude. I have a bunch of lines this time. It's fucking sick.
Is it gonna be during Judge Judy?
Yeah. Time? I'm bartending. It's fucking legit as hell.
It's a two and a half hour commercial.
Why aren't you a bartender anyways? It doesn't make any sense. That's like your lot in.
No, hold on, no. Dude. I'm gonna tell. This is fucking true.
I went to college, but
this is fucking true.
Stealing his train.
So one of the production assistants, I don't know, the guy like does the editing. I don't know. These people are all talented. I just don't know what the fuck they do.
Yeah. That's grip.
Well, dude, we're all like completely. Well, they're completely shit faced. I'm not. It's actually kind of annoying. But the dude's like, he's like, Bev. And I don't know this dude. He's like, do you remember me? I'm like, yeah, Derek, man, what's up? He's like, I don't want to be weird, man, but like, you're the most natural actor I've ever seen in my life, and I've been doing this for 20 years. He's like, you just took those lines and you just like became the lines, and dude, my lines would be going like, what's up, guy? Like, literally, that's one of my lines. Is what's up,
method acting for 40 years.
Yeah, exactly. I Keanu'd the fuck out of it.
Settle down.
He's got a talent, dude. I mean, he's got a fire in his heart.
Don't take this the wrong way, Biv, but I think your lot in life's a lot less than you think it is.
I should be making subs, right? Should I not be making fucking subs?
You should
subs?
Be a bartender. Dude, you'd be the best bartender of all fucking time. Yeah, how could you not be?
I don't know.
The only one who has a part-time job acting so he can get a job bartending. He's like reversing
the opposite of Hollywood. Well, the thing is, I can only make drinks where the ingredients are in the name. Like, if someone's like rum and coke, I fucking got you. If someone's like Cape Cod, I'm like, no, I don't know what the fuck's in that.
I don't know.
Here's a human cape.
I put a fucking Burlington Cape Factory cape in it with some cod.
Burlington Throat Factory.
Oh, that's on it. That's on it.
Ah, shit, I blew it.
Do you know that? That's some girl's nickname? She's from Burlington, the Burlington Throat Factory.
That's all you can do. There's nothing to do in Burlington.
Beat that one.
Throat coat.
That's all we had for that one.
Throat coat. That's pretty good, too.
Jesus.
Yeah, so Idle Hands, book signing, met up with these dudes.
Oh, yeah, North Mill.
Fucking author of they call him the Da Vinci of his time. Greatest author of Norse mythology for Bostonians. Great dudes.
Good dudes, man. Yeah, I'll vouch. We drank brews with them.
Matt was doing the artwork for Hellboy.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
He was hanging out with the guy who does the Iron Maiden artwork.
Derek Riggs.
That's it.
Yeah, they were at Rhode Island Comic Con.
Was Riggs actually, did he show up for that?
I think so, but then I realized, dude, I looked it up, and all he's selling is those pictures that I already got us anyway. Oh. And, like, you could have him sign it in person, but he can't, like, have any, he apparently won't write, like, up the irons. Iron Maiden. I tried to get that.
I know. It's one of the nicest things anybody's ever got me, man. That was really sweet.
Respect. What about that beer I got you?
What do you think these Oxbows came from? What about the Bang, dude?
Microsoft Bang.
What about the Malort, bro?
Settle down. I'm working at like 20% capacity right now.
Gotta keep them separated.
I was hoping that was going to be a soup salad. I'd be right on top of that. God damn.
There's so many songs I could have like paged. Yeah, it comes in 1 second
at T09, baby.
I'm a little bit off. I didn't. The ratio to the Bang Radical Skedaddle to the Oxbow is not.
We got
to
fix your fucking. I can go get another one.
I wanted to give a shout out to Lance.
Do it.
But I'm going to try to recite something that he said.
Lance Mountain, the skateboard.
So he said the greatest thing of all time, and I'm not. I'm going
to believe this.
I'm going to butcher the fuck out of it. You know how we were making fun of the crowd at the reunion gigs over the past weekend?
Oh, ouch. Okay, yeah.
Talk about throwing fucking rocks at a glass house.
What the hell is it? It was, hold on, I got it. Give me a second. Let me just gather my bearings.
Somebody stealing your train.
A scene that would celebrate drugs, violence. Whatever, alcohol, and then everybody would be sliding into their golden years looking slovenly. Dude,
that's exactly how he put it.
Bob Genghis Khan.
I did the best I could with what I got, and it ain't a lot.
No, you had a couple two-syllable words in there. We're all like super proud of you.
Dude, that was like when they dig up like a hieroglyph, and they're like, this thing means sun and trees and river, possibly represents the empire.
Oh, hieroglyph. I saw the new Ghostbusters. It was good. I recommend it.
You're the second person that told me it was good.
Are you jerking me off? Nope, it was fun. It was fun to watch. It was actually fun.
It's like a kid's, it's like a Goonies, Ghostbusters type of thing.
Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis must have wrote this a while back. So it was definitely before Harold Ramis died.
Making
but,
it Ram.
But it was
with an M.
Because, you know, I don't know if, did you guys see the remake when the like Melissa McCarthy?
No.
Absolute garbage.
Why would you watch that?
Because I have a kid and that was like something.
Because there's a Battle Ruins and Rival
Mob.
No, it was, I actually would recommend.
Oh, there's a Battle Ruins and a Rival Mob shirt in it?
Yeah. Oh.
Talk about hitching your star to a wagon. Is that what they call it?
Oh, the hitching wagons or something, dude. Oregon Trail shit.
I don't think, if you guys watch it, I don't think you'd be bummed out. I think it was fun. I had a lot of fun with it. All right. So.
I think you're the second person that told me, and is Bobby Brown doing any songs in this one or no? Because I don't think he is.
Proton Pack's not a toy.
But
can I get one of those? My little brother.
But it's one of those movies. If you do go see it, man. Watch all the way through the end of the credits. There's like two like Easter eggs.
I like that
at the
shit.
End. Yeah, you really gotta commit to the end too.
Well, you know what's fucked up is if you watch Dune all the way through the credits, there isn't anything. It's a waste of 5 extra minutes.
I heard that was an app. So you saw the new Dune?
I just read it last year. Reread it last year, and I just seen it. And it's fucking awesome.
The new Dune movie.
It's awesome.
I thought it was pretty good. I watched it.
You saw it? I liked it.
I've never even read the book. I've never read any books.
It's only the first half of
except
the book.
Except for Scandinavian Aggression, Norse Mythology for Bostonians.
Oh, so did we cut the whole thing off where we hung out with them at the Idle Hands?
So we
absolutely zapped.
Do you remember what happened? I know what happened is our hobby is drinking. Their hobby is like doing intelligent things. And we got to the point where I'm like, hey, can I get you guys another beer? And they're like, no. No, we can't have any more beers. And you guys were like, yep, I'll take another one. And Pat and Sarah were there. Shout out to them.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Who, that other dude and his chick showed up? I can't remember.
Matt exactly and Lindsay.
Yeah.
Lindsay.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Right,
yeah.
I remembered.
Well, you guys, I had to go do family stuff, but you guys left and then drank till like,
we
you guys went
forward.
To like Mystic and then, or Hugh O'Neill's. You guys ended up drinking till like 2
went
in the morning.
Went to Hugh O'Neill's and Mystic. Then I think me and you went out like even more afterwards.
Yeah, we ended up at Burn because I left everything I owned.
Oh, yeah. I think that's where I lost my
I had to go back to that bar like at least 2 times over the course of one day to collect more and more of my shit that I left. I left all the artwork and the signed books that they gave me.
You actually, through the text, you were like actually depressed. I could feel you're depressed. Like, bummed, you left like, I left everything there, man.
Not only is their everything. Shit cool, these guys, but we also like, I thought like a cool, like they were into like cool older metal. Like they like know their shit.
Yeah,
like they
were good dudes.
And you know who like wasn't as cool as those dudes? But the other guys that showed up that were like trying to buy the shit. Because that guy was just like pumping his band. He's like, yeah,
I'm
the
band. Dudes that were hanging with
and
him.
And I got so many copies of this record left. I'm like, oh, it must be awesome. He's like, yeah, it's on clear vinyl. He thought like I had never heard of clear vinyl. He like winked at me like it's on clear vinyl. I'm like, oh, that's sick. Yeah, like let me get your PayPal. I'll probably buy a few copies.
Yeah, actually, who are those dudes? Were the definition of punishers.
Oh yeah, of the high. The Frank Castles of the highest order.
He's a bum out.
What? Bob Genghis Khan.
Dude, there's a new Matrix coming out.
Oh yeah.
Not that I've never seen any of the Matrix. I've never even seen a Matrix movie. I just love Keanu Reeves. But anyways, keep going.
Wait, when the first one came out, you never saw the Matrix?
Never saw it. No,
I've never seen a new Matrix movie. 2 seconds later, dude, there's a new Matrix movie.
Well, I just saw the trailer while I was watching the Ghostbusters. Weirdest. It means nothing to me. Yeah.
I think what we should do next is something that I've been waiting to do for a long time.
Do it, baby.
Hold on, we got to just pause for a moment of silence.
Pause.
Soup sow. That's my moment of silence.
Okay, just in case I wanted to cut this next part out. So, one of our listeners was kind enough to send us a package from Toronto, Canada.
It looks like a fucking
what?
Mail bomb.
It looks like it looks like a fucking monitor. So we're gonna open this thing up.
Oh, so you haven't even opened it yet?
No, I wanted to do it live on the air.
Oh, what a guy, a fucking hero.
So this is it's in a monitor box, an Acer monitor box, and I'm gonna vouch. I have a couple monitors for work, and they're both Acer monitors, and they're wonderful.
Shout out to Acer.
Oh, also, this is a new knife. Because,
let me see that.
What's that fucking dude's name at the Middle East? DJ when I went
knife?
To,
that's a nice one.
Task Force. It's cheap, but they're awesome. Carter, I can't.
Oh, I'm going to slice Tyler. I'm going to slice a fucking finger off.
I was going to see Weed Eater, and he's like, do you have anything on you, like a knife? And I go, no, because I forgot I had my old, and he goes, then what's that? And I go, oh, that's a knife. He's like, I got to take that, dude. I'm like, can I come back and get it when I leave? He's like, yeah, then he left with it.
Oh, cool. So I did the Squire, man. I lost that nice knife I fucking had. And the fucking Squire.
Dude, what is it? This is like really something.
It's making me nervous.
It's a hubcap from a fucking 92 Corolla. What is that thing? Is that one of them spinner fucking hubcaps?
Toyota Corolla.
Smell it. It smells like Stay Away to Heaven, the store.
There's lyrics.
Oh, it smells like, what is that? Patchouli?
No, it's like Nag Champa fucking incense.
Fucking, what is that?
Dude, what is it?
It's from Toronto?
There's a
manifesto in there.
She's a friend of Matt's.
Friend of Matt's? Which Matt?
He actually told her to listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
Like she,
all right.
She DM'd him a bunch of times, and he told her to just get in contact with us directly.
Well, there's a manifesto in there. Read it.
I saw it. Marita. Dude, this smells like a lot of incense. Just wanted to let you know.
Dogs at the airport.
You might want to calm down on the incense.
Is there a taro in there?
Oh, wow. This is
a... Oh, is it candy?
Holy shit.
It's a small token of thanks for the laughs and the kindness.
Holy fuck.
The sign comes from the Cat and Fiddle pub that closed after 28
Whoa!
Years.
Cat and Fiddle, baby!
When they put it up for sale, I instantly thought of you and your love of Crispy Boys.
Crispy Boys.
I understand that you've tried ketchup chips, but I'm unsure if you've had Canadian Smarties. Your Smarties are called Rockets.
I know I saw candy in there. God damn it.
You each get a pack. Would you be so kind to pass the other two packs to the cat to Matt?
Don't read that part. We can keep these if you don't read this.
Family!
Yeah, no.
Thank you for being great. No, it really says that. Stay deadly.
Thanks. Fuck yeah.
And thanks, Marita.
The Marita,
I knew it was
yeah.
fucking candy in there. That's gonna go good with the fucking bang.
Oh, those are the good Smarties.
God damn. Whoa!
He's the good boys.
Zip zow!
Wow. Oh, look at this sign!
Oh!
This is fucking awesome!
Dude, this is fucking amazing.
Fuck, man.
Too bad we don't have a permanent home to put that up in.
Did this really come from like a head shop where they're selling incense? Or this come from a bar? Like, let's get fucking real.
Somebody blew incense out.
Holy
of
sure. shit.
Dude, I'm cracking in these fucking Smarties right now.
Bob, do you want to put this in your house?
I mean, if you would allow me to, I will.
I think I will bestow this onto you.
Will you bestow that onto me? Yeah. It'll go right over the bar.
I say we cut it into thirds, and we each hang a part in our own house.
I want the part that says "erg" here. So for everyone at home that can't see this thing we're excited about, it's like it's this cool Carlsberg sign that looks like the bottom of a barrel. It's fucking sick.
What the fuck happened to you, man?
I saw a broken tooth.
You broke your tooth?
The Smarties just took Bob out of the picture. Mission accomplished.
The best part about this package is you killed Bob, which we're very happy
about. My teeth, I think I just shattered. Like, I got a piece came off. But those fucking Smarties are fucking awesome.
Yeah, these are the good boys, man. These are the big boys.
What's the difference? These are like different
flavors?
These
are like flavors? The UK-style ones?
They put real chocolate. There's real chocolate in them.
Smarties have chocolate? I don't know. I don't eat candy.
Where the fuck you been?
I thought they were like sour.
No. You're thinking of the U.S., the bullshit we got over here.
Dude, that Carlsberg thing is insane.
This is how you eat them, like this.
He's chugging the entire... Oh, my God. Dude,
I can hear your teeth going down your
throat,
they're
going on the floor. Like, what, one went in his shirt. Like, dude, what are you doing?
Oh, fuck him.
Chug it. Dude, chase with the energy drink. Chase with the energy drink.
Put another Balort.
I'm trying to get the soup salad. I can't find it.
Soup salad! That's all you got?
That's it.
Why can't we have more? We should play the whole fucking song.
Oh, that's I knew that's what you were going to want, and that's why I didn't do it.
Patched again.
All right, what are we doing now?
We have so many things to do, dude.
You guys didn't
hear
you
one thing we need to talk about. You got to let me finish this without sidetracking.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Go steal his train.
Last episode, we talked about one of our good buddies, and we made up a fictitious scenario where our buddy Spanky had sold all of our equipment and bought crack. And I just would like to set the record straight because so many people reached out that they were worried about him, that Spanky's actually fine. We're working on the segment. He did not sell the equipment and buy crack.
He was totally happy about that, too.
Just, yeah, so hey, guys, that's just a little gag, and I didn't know everyone was going to take it, so seriously.
Jesus Christ. Man down. He's in Alaska right now. Shout out to Spanky.
Oh, did you hear that noise?
Dude, I hope that came over the microphone.
Bob, you all right? Why is he all fucked up?
Jesus.
He has too much sugar and caffeine coursing through his veins right now.
I've never heard humans make that noise before.
No living being has ever made that noise.
Dude, Jack couldn't even make that noise.
It's like not even fucking real. Are you having a seizure, dude?
Sounds like a Fisher cat.
I want to make a TikTok account and just post this on it.
Good God, dude.
So like, something happened to Bob. We don't
know.
The
noises are unreal. He's growing wings.
Jesus Christ. Okay, dude, are you okay?
Oh, dude, that's a weird laugh, dude.
I don't like that. All right, so just, hey, everyone, thanks for your concern. Everything's okay.
That's Spanky's revenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, man.
Spanky, next time you do some kind of shit like that, make sure Bob doesn't live.
So fucking...
Dude, he's gone down again. They got him again, dude.
Change the fucking subject.
I also wanted to send a shout out to one of my boys that died since last episode, Sully. Awesome from Quincy.
You
big
can't
shout
just trade.
Well, no, no, that's not, like that's probably how he went out. Like that was probably dying. What his last moment. I mean, he supposedly died in his sleep, but I think that was, looked a lot like his last moment.
He went peaceful then.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm fucking wow. Screaming what happened?
I'm gonna raise one for Sally, dude.
Raise it
later,
raise
dude.
It. Raise it for I'll that.
See
equip-
you at the DDs in the sky.
Raise it for that equipment. Got sold for crap.
Oh boy. Does that mean we did good?
I can't breathe.
When that happened? I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Where are we going? Someone
else with a difference,
hey,
baby.
Hit me with something else, baby.
All right.
Throw me another beer.
Yeah, what do you want?
Just whatever is, whatever you got. Whatever the first thing on the top is.
It's a bunch of ice. I don't know if you want to drink that, dude.
It's Quincy ice,
it's
dude.
Beautiful. It's nice. It's a beer.
Yeah, it's natty ice. Do you want to do like a Battle of the Beastmasters?
Oh,
right
the
now?
Beastmasters. Yes.
That's Bob's favorite.
All right.
Is it time?
You want to do it.
You have ones, right?
Oh, I got ones.
Wait, you have some?
I got well, one we for have... you. I got one for you. It's not that good, so I want to lead that into you.
Let me do that. Let me do the intro because it's short.
Okay,
ready? This next. Welcome to the next installment of.
Not today, motherfucker!
It's all worth it just for that. It's
so fucking long.
The highlight of my year. Oh, God. All right. Battle of the Beastmasters. Here we go, Bob.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say a lot of people wrote in. I know we said that no one wrote in. A lot of people wrote in and said you were wrong about your choices on the last one.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, they did. They said I should have picked.
It was going to be a segment called Rebuttal nice. Battle with Rattled Rebuttals, but it well, just
if
didn't
if it's
come
the people
out.
I
Wait,
know,
Rattle Battle's getting back wrong. Together?
Rattle Battle said they
it's
lost.
It's a good band.
Push up.
Here we go. Mickey Rourke with all of those small little dogs that he has versus a jazzed out Daryl Strawberry with a full cocaine power. Fighting in the Billy C's kitchen.
Straw.
Jazzed out Daryl Strawberry. Yeah,
absolutely.
That
he
guy
wanted
with the fucking dogs. Absolutely.
Didn't even hesitate.
Yeah. Nope. Didn't, that's whoever wrote that in is fantastic.
Yeah, Doc well, Gooden is like in his corner, like
you,
rubbing
you
his shoulders.
You give Daryl Strawberry a bunch of fucking blow. Mickey, I don't care how much Mickey Rourke boxes.
You could have dropped him in like yeah. Kuwait during the Desert Storm and he would have fucking one handed.
Nope.
He would have Ramboed that shit.
Yeah.
Ramboed.
Mine are more personal. They're gonna hit home.
Fucking knew they would.
There's like we the five listeners we have. They'll probably just bomb them out.
Hey, dude, I got news for you. We're getting over 1,000 downloads per episode right
really?
Now.
Really? It's all me.
1,000 complaints per episode.
Trying to figure out if I told the story about Thanksgiving. Trying to read.
Gotta keep them separated.
So
hey, how about that equipment that people thought Spanky sold?
You were laughing.
At DO9.
So all right.
So, go ahead then.
So my all right. My first one is.
I already
remember.
Hate it.
I'm nervous.
Remember when Joe Hawk wanted to beat up Opie outside the boiler room? Oh, they wanted to fucking fight. Yeah. So who wins that fight, Joe Hawk or Opie? I say.
Oh, it's tough.
Fucking Opie smokes him.
I think you have some personal.
No,
you have something personal here.
No, I'm just saying. That's you guys.
When's the last time Hawk fought someone?
I don't think
the gun wins.
Yeah, well, he definitely shoots Opie. Yeah.
Well, no, but he didn't have guns back then. So
no, but it's
count.
Now.
Oh, so you,
no,
have,
no,
you
no,
have to set
no.
the stage. No, like, I brought the
no,
little dogs in
no,
with
we
cocaine.
Have, no, we set it back then.
Okay.
Can't set it now. Now is no fair. He's got AK-47s, PEDs, and all kinds of stuff.
I feel like Opie's like grimier. Like he'll grind them, but I feel like Hawk has like a weight advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it didn't work out the way you wanted it to.
I didn't like that one. No,
you
okay.
wanted us to pick Opie, huh?
Yes.
You can't tip the scales.
Yeah dude. There wasn't
I'm not good at this.
There wasn't enough
but
shit.
I have,
you have okay. to like be like, it's Opie, right. and he has brass knuckles, and it's Joe Hawk. You know, you got to like
oh, no,
like
I just
want
a mano a mano, like hands, like fists.
Okay.
I'm just talking about fists.
Thunderdome shit.
All right.
Okay.
All right. The other one is Duffy, All Asia, Jersey Shore fist pump, where no punches
no,
are ever.
It's the Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio Hall.
The dog that, pound.
With so, one of the cigarettes in the mouth.
Yes, unlit cigarette.
Steam
dangling.
Powered.
Yes.
Fucking like Industrial Revolution yeah. style shit.
That him versus anybody at that point in time at that night. Anybody in that crowd. There was a Tommy the Terrors crowd. Remember this. Tommy the Terrors.
I say Duffy.
Can
we pick a dude? Because there must have been one dude there that he could smoke.
Kevin Howard cried. Yeah. Yeah, sure, yeah. All right. Yeah. You could pick anybody that night. Yes. That's a Tommy the Terrors crowd. So Duffy might have the upper hand.
Duffy's invincible.
I picked Duffy.
Yeah.
Duffy's never lost a fight. Even against that Russian.
Really?
Well, the Polish guy. The final boss.
Oh, the final boss. Yeah. Mr. Clean. Come around the corner in the. Well, that was like Christmas Eve, right?
I think so. That was Banshee, right?
Yeah. Shirtless Christmas Eve, the final boss.
right. Bob Genghis Khan.
All right, listen, I liked your first attempt at Battle of Beastmasters.
I got one more.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh. Is it better than the other two?
No, it's probably worse. Dan Joyce at the, remember the South Boston?
No one knew you were going to pick him for the third one.
His show, heart's giving up. I think Rampage, and it was Rampage down at the South Boston.
Oh, the rat cellar.
Yeah, and I think the dude in Rampage wanted to just fucking bury him for being
Josh?
Himself. Yeah. So who wins that fight?
Not Dan.
Duffy, I think. Dude, you just did the candle mask stomp.
All I'm going to tell you is I only did that for my own entertainment.
I think everyone knew that. Like, you're dying laughing. Like, everyone's just, like, turning the podcast off.
It's all about me. Thank you.
You said, like, I don't know when we even talked about doing another podcast. It was, like, right after the last one. So it was, like, 3 years ago. You're like, I got some Beastmaster shit coming up. And I knew it was bad news the second you said
You knew exactly what it was. Like,
this is the worst shit of all time.
It's the worst one of all time. Thank you. Sorry, Pierce.
Very good.
Sorry.
So I wanted to bring up something that Bob's kind of known for, and he already did it. He already did it in tonight's episode
having a human heart attack.
Anyone that can think of more of these, call that hotline at 617-302-7250 and remind me, because I can't remember them all. But
it spells out Carlsberg on your phone. 617 Carlsberg.
It's Bob
with a K.
Trying to do common phrases and fucking it up. It's like everyone's familiar with stream of consciousness. Except for Bob, who calls it steam of conscience, which is one of my favorites. It's steam of conscience. There was another one from that night. I don't know what it is, but there's one from recently, which is like kind of the greatest thing of all time. So Bob's been in a beef with his neighbor. And the guy stuck something to your door to make you stop, or someone stuck.
Oh, no.
What the fuck was this?
It was a decease and desist. Yeah. Notice.
Cease and desist.
Come on. Dude, stop doing this and also die.
No, die first.
Oh, die first. Then stop then doing stop it. Yeah.
Hey, dude, I can't even get into that because it's like weird. I'll tell you guys a story later.
But you know, he gave you the decease and desist.
I bet everybody was deceased.
So please call us and give us, because I know there's a lot of them. I just can't remember.
You said something earlier tonight before we hit record.
That's what I'm saying.
A past tense, present tense, and future tense all in one word. It's never been done before, and it never will be again.
I didn't even have them delicious Smarties at that point.
Didn't even have them.
I don't know, man. Sorry about that, guys.
Why are you sorry?
I don't know. I just wanted to shit on Dan, Duffy, and fucking Joe so bad.
Sure they learned their lesson.
Couldn't help myself. It's not even fun. It's like fucking fishing with dynamite, for Christ's sakes.
Depends how big the lake is, dude.
All right, Stone Cold Animal Fact.
Is it time?
Yep.
You got one?
I got one.
Okay, hold on. I think I have a button for that somewhere. Give me a second.
Don't bite too fast.
This is our next
Stone Cold Animal Facts.
Love it, dude. It's pretty good. I can't believe they say that.
It's so weird.
Where'd you even get that? All right, so like I was saying earlier, I was up in Maine, and I went to the Maine Museum of Mammals. Thanks to Brendan and Kim for bringing me there. Great little institution they got. It's in downtown Portland, if everyone wants to go there. Open 8 to 9 a.m. most weekdays.
I don't believe it exists.
So here we go, Bob. You know this?
I don't believe it exists.
It does, actually. It's on Porter Street, so why don't you look that up?
Yeah, bitch.
Patch maybe you shouldn't have, again.
Maybe you shouldn't have spoken so soon. And there's a lot of whales up there, and they were like, do you want to learn something about whales? And I was like, well, I know most things about whales, but I mean, shoot some facts at me.
I thought you knew everything about whales.
I could say something on the podcast. And they were like, well, here we go. They also said they were big supporters of the podcast, and they loved it, and they're sending us some money. So
love it.
Here we go.
Jeez.
Bob, do you know that whales eat garbage? You can just throw garbage in the ocean. It's fine. They'll just eat it. They're fine. They're not even mammals. They're part of the pigeon family, apparently.
Oh, because their hips.
Yeah, it's because the cartilage in their Adam's apples prevents birth defects and such. You can also speak a little bit of English. So you can just throw your trash in the ocean. It's fine.
What does the whale say when it eats the trash?
How you doing? Like, how's it going, man? What's up?
Oh, like a regular.
A little bit of a New England accent, too, because they've been hearing people on the beach throwing the trash in.
Do they say soup weird?
You can only say it one way.
Soup. People think I say soup with a Boston accent. It doesn't even have an R in it, dude.
Soup. No, it doesn't. Soup.
Soup.
Soup. Did you hear yourself? Soup. You're saying it like you're tough. Like soup. Like gangster. You don't say it like normal.
Soup, dude.
You should say soup.
Tough soup. It's a show that they're going to have on TV.
I don't know.
It's a good place to have a show.
I've had like... No, I don't even... I don't have anything to say.
I love saying it like you're tough.
Double fist and a beer and a fucking bang.
Absolute bang.
And my heart stops. just please just put me in the dumpster outside.
No, dude, I'll kickstart your heart. All right. Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, I can't tell. Did you say soup right there? It sounded like it was tough.
I was right on time. I got it.
I can't even high five you. So many beers.
Tom, we're going to take a little bit of a drink break. We're going to take a look. We got a bonus thing.
Drink?
We're taking a lunch break so we can get some drinking in.
I thought I'd been taking a drink break the whole time.
So what happened?
Hey, Pierce, you want to just take a break for a second so we can like fix these beers?
And yeah.
Like do you have like some interviewer? Or some
yeah, we got a little Black Friday, Blackout Friday bonus interview. So let's take a little lunch break and get some beers in and then...
Hey, what's up? We're here with Steve Carlsberg, who's the VP of Operations with Carlsberg. And thanks, Steve. Thanks for joining us. And he's just going to explain a little bit about the process that they use to make Carlsberg taste so mediocre. So take it away, Steve.
With customer success as our primary focus, work has been proceeding on the crudely conceived idea of an instrument that would not only provide inverse reactive current for use in unilateral phase detractors, but would also be capable of automatically synchronizing cardinal gram meters, retroencabulator. Now, basically, the only new principle involved is that instead of power being generated by the relative motion of conductors and fluxes, such an instrument comprised of Dodge gears and bearings, Reliance electric motors, Allen Bradley controls, and all monitored by Rockwell software is, it's produced by the modal interaction of magnetoreluctance and capacitive directance.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator. Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters. Moreover, whenever fluorescent score motion is required, it may also be employed in conjunction with a drawn reciprocation dingle arm to reduce sinusoidal deplaneration. The retroencabulator has now reached a high level of development, and it's being successfully used in the operation of Milford Trenyons.
And we're back. So I wasn't listening to what?
It's just the usual. We got like a little bonus episode. He's in town every now and then. It's the VP of Operations at Carlsberg, Steve Carlsberg.
That's big time.
Weirdly enough, he's cousins with Steve Gutenberg.
Oh, weird.
Gutenberg in Danish means Carlsberg.
I can see that. Isn't that the original capital of Daneland?
Yeah, Upper Daneland. Yep, you got it. So, I mean, it's just like it's something that everyone knows. It's written on the back of the can, but
it's just pretty it was basic, nice enough for like, him to tell us. Basic ingredients and reactions.
That's how they formulate the formula.
Because I feel like some people just make beer, right? And it comes out pretty good, and we like beer. But some people make fucking Carlsbergs. It's not that fucking easy.
Some people take it seriously. Yeah.
That's like serious to go so mediocre.
It's just, you know, it's just all layman's terms, really.
Yeah. I don't think it's mediocre, though. If you get that, if you get put in the back of the fridge and you get it to the maximum cold it can be.
That's what he was saying. Did you listen to it at all?
I got a few in the fucking thing right now.
I heard it. I need one more
beer. You can't get clear.
Do you want a Carlsberg? Do you want a Bitburger?
I want whatever is not going to make me piss.
Oh, you want this? How about this? Bud Light Seltzer, Blue Raspberry.
Those, that's one of those like tie-dye ones that they show on the fucking the commercials.
Do you guys like Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah, I used to.
Have you seen the
act of doing that or the show?
No, the actual show. I've only seen a few of them. I'm not really super familiar with it. But in the trailer for season 11, Angry Dan Joyce, Hiking Dan Joyce, Nature Dan Joyce sent us a heads up. They talk about cheers. They talk about cheersing because we talk about that a lot. I'm going to play it for you guys now, and it's kind of fucking weird.
Hiking.
Thank you all for coming. Oh, I want to make a toast to friendship.
Cheers.
Cheers. Larry, you can't look me in the eye and toast?
What does it do?
You're saying hello. I see you. I connect with you.
Hello. I see you. I acknowledge you. I connect with you.
I think you're rude.
You see how stupid it is?
Pretty good. I think we got to call 1-800-LAW-GUYS, though, because we have a little bit of a case on our hands. I think that...
Oh, who are you going to call when your face is all busted?
Yeah, call Quincy Kids.
Well, one of the lines from the commercial is, you know, the guy when you're in a car, truck, or motorcycle accident? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you are, hey, if any of you guys out there are in a car, truck, or motorcycle accident, you best be calling 1-800-LAW-GUYS.
LAW-GUYS.
That's Michael Kelly and Associates.
What if I fall off a ladder, like 20 feet off a ladder?
Just call him, Tom, you know me.
And just lie and say there was a motorcycle involved. Also, if you want to leave a voicemail about Boston Accents, call 1-800-LAW-GUYS.
Yeah,
they'll pass it on to us.
Oh, shit.
I'll drive my fucking bike right by there and knock you off the ladder.
22 foot?
Oh, yeah.
Knock me right off.
22 foot bike? I'd like to see that, dude. Unbelievable.
Oh, Jesus. I think we're not doing bad, guys.
Not doing too bad.
I haven't seen you guys in so long. I'm like shot out of a cannon. I'm like so excited.
Patched again.
I haven't had like actual man like contact in like a couple weeks.
Speaking
I saw
of which,
Greg, actually, that didn't count.
Hold on. Oh, hot news coming in,
dude. Are you getting some shit right now from the hotline?
Got to load the weather right now, real quick.
Snow.
Oven watch. Current status: 36 degrees.
Oh, Newtown.
Looks like the oven's open.
Yeah, if it's over, is it going to ward off the fucking snow that
it goes
was out
over
there?
60 degrees. It goes into, it looks blast vector zero, which means that the guy is not going to show up to work and cut the pizza.
Blasphemy, the band rules.
Yeah. Eat something today.
One of the things I wanted to bring up was, this is a long time ago. This is in September. This is since the last episode, I
don't
think.
Don't remember, really. Yeah.
We made fun of Sean's cuffs. I think we were landing pretty hot. And then he sent some texts, which were like actually pretty solid to all of us. Oh. And he wrote, "You know, I also have very short Irish legs, hence either cuffing or hemming. I want to be on the podcast to talk about blown out vintage flannel sometime." Then he did like that, like didn't get enough of us to last. Then he just wrote, "I'm glad your dad has a huge dong and you don't."
Got him. Dude, I don't care how short your fucking legs are, man. You fucking hem them. You don't fucking cuff them. God
Christ
damn.
Alive, man.
I got short legs, man. I ain't fucking hemming shit. You can get 20. You can get a 24 MC if you fucking need them.
I don't
God
know.
Damn.
Dude. Really?
Man, I'm just pissed my dad's got a bigger dong. Why did I get that? I got nothing passed down.
Just tell
nothing.
Girls that you cuff it.
All I got was this fucking shitty fucking hairline. God damn.
It looks good on you, Lobot.
Well, I shave it. It's
got a cuffed hairline.
Bullshit. I hate that Sean brings fucking heat, man. It sucks. It's not fun.
Well, dude, like, we can't really make fun of him because he always ends up burning us.
No, but we can make fun of him.
We can always start it. He just fucking finishes it.
Thanks.
I like that. So, have you guys ever played Fighting Baseball? It's a Japanese video game.
No.
Because, yes. Bob, are you familiar with these people's names? I know, like, who my two favorites are, and I'm pretty sure, like, Pierce knows a couple. Like, I know who your number one is. Oh, do you want to take a look at these and see if any of them are funny? And, like,
you want me to actually try to read them?
Yeah, try to read these
names. Try to read these names. Try to just upper left. Dude. Try upper left.
You could have given him a sheet of paper that said John Steve on it. He would be able to read
it. He has no idea. What are these shapes?
Dude! Bobson Dugnut.
Number one.
That's number one. That's like the number one guy.
Todd Gonzalez.
That's Burroughs' favorite. Okay. Gonzalez. How about here?
What you're doing?
Sounding it out.
Steve.
Sleeve McDykel.
Oh, Sleeve.
Number
Sleeve
two.
Sleeve McDickle. No, McDykel. Not McDickle. Onsen Sweeney. Sweeney? Daryl. Wait, hold on a second.
Daryl.
A child's trying to read.
Wait, that guy's last name is literally, he's like Daryl.
Daryl Archibald. Archibald.
Daryl is related to.
Nate Archibald. Whoa. Nana. Hold on. Anatoly Smorin.
Anatoly.
Yeah. Oh, Ray McShriff instead of Fred McGriff.
Yeah.
Glenn Allen Mixon. Oh, that sucks. That one sucks. Because that's like Glenn Allen Hill and fucking Otis Nixon. Fuck that.
Try harder, 1994 Japanese developers.
I'm gonna try this one. Mario. Whoa, it's like those are weird letters next to each other. That's Mario Mc. Nah, it doesn't even make any sense. Fuck
go
that
ahead,
one, man.
Ahead,
that ain't,
dude,
that ain't even real. That's Mario McRella. What? That's not even real. Kevin McGilney. That one's okay.
That's all right.
That one's real.
Raul.
That's a real name.
Raul. No, Raul. Chamberlain.
Kind of fading out.
Chamberlain. Chamberlain. Raul Rizzuto. Who fucking made these up?
These are real people.
They ain't fucking real.
He's a
people.
Japanese
Those
baseball
are the Patreon
player.
Supporters.
Willie
from Dustin.
I like Willie Dustin.
Willie Dustin is
That's
sick.
A pretty good one.
Jeremy Gride. Scott Dork?
Dork.
But it's written like Bork. It looks like Bork.
Sean Furcott. What? Wait a minute. Mike Truck.
Mike Truck is
Mike
sick.
Truck is
I'm
fucking
I gotta go
sick.
Back to this Mario McRep. There's an R and an L next to a W and an A. Fuck that. That ain't even fucking real. Not that legal. Sucks. That's fucking with me, man. That's
it is
like,
bullshit.
Dude, that's like... Dean Westry. It's like some Japanese guy trying to speak American. Fuck that shit. God damn it.
You missed a couple.
No, I missed a lot.
Dwight Rorschigel. Carl Dandleton.
Dude, doesn't Dwight have like no H in it too?
Mike Hernandez is fucking on.
It looks like the lineup for an RBI baseball in like the mid 80s here.
Dude, I hate admitting that you're right, but these two you couldn't read are actually like unreadable.
They are unreadable.
Look at Mario. I didn't ever notice how insane that one was.
You can't read that. I don't care how much of a dummy I am. You can't. It doesn't make sense.
It's like beyond that. Welsh. It's like impossible.
Todd Bonzales. Hey, Burles, what about Todd Bonzales? He just lost Todd his mind Bonzales. Somewhere. We're coming up on it. Do you guys have any? Oh, the patrons. The patrons.
Yep. I thought we just read them.
So besides those patrons, there are some other. There's six patrons now.
Sleeve McDykel.
So, hey, big shout out to the OG, Ian Logan. What's up, dude?
Ian Logan.
Yep. Yep. He was the first Patreon. He's still patroning.
Ian Logan. Sending you another package.
A member of your band, Carms.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Carms?
Honey, honey, honey.
Oh.
Our bud Rebecca is still on here.
Stop, dude.
Dan Burton, still a patron.
Zip, zow.
What's up, Dan? What's up, homeboy? Yo, my boy B.O.D.
Like
dude,
B.O.D.
He's the first person that did the properly representing Boston accents level where you get a shirt.
When are we going back to the rabbit bar there? Whatever that place
was. He moved
was.
Like Maryland or some shit.
No, I ain't going to. Oh, we can get crab cakes.
We can smash crabs. You ever smashed crabs in Baltimore?
they
do all these fucking crabs. And you smash them. It's like a full crab and then you eat it. They give you like a whole tray of them.
Oh, really?
It's sick. You drink Bud Heavies. It's fucking killer.
I don't like Bud Heavies.
Also, hey, Salvageable Filth, big Western Mass record label.
Let's do it.
Follow them on Instagram and shit. Check out the Meat Dreams tape. Check out the Drought demo. There's some awesome shit. Salvageable Filth.
Willie Dustus EP.
What do they put out?
A ton of shit.
Did you just name it off?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
Did
hear
you ever
it.
Listen to that Meat Dreams tape?
No.
Or the Drought demo?
Maybe.
Dude, check it out.
Straight lie.
Okay.
And, you know who also? Do you know that guy, Carl? He's an Irish
the
guy.
Sausage?
Carl Orado.
Carl Sausage?
Carl Orado. David? He's one of our patrons.
You know that guy.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, I also thought of something. Dude, if you want to make $1 million, there's two ideas I have for food. One of them is a wine. It's a white wine with a Pat's jersey on it. It's called Sauvignon Grunk.
Yep.
What, right? And also, what about, I think you might, who invented Boston ramen? It's that Pasternak pasta.
Oh, yeah.
With a Dunk's medium regular poured over it. Boston ramen.
I thought
freeze dried.
When are we going to start the Dunkin' Beefs?
Oh, yeah, we got to do that soon, too.
Oh, shit, yeah.
We'll talk about that next one. That's a good fucking idea. Whose idea was that?
No,
you don't want to high five
no,
me?
I have a question.
Oh, you over there in the UNH hockey shirt. That looks like Lobot.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Did I ever tell the cat hair and the Thanksgiving Day food
no.
story?
Go ahead, then.
I'd like
with
to
the,
hear that
with
one,
the
please.
The cat that lived in the box spring. That I put the cat in the fucking shoebox and it clawed my eye. Did I ever tell that story? I can't remember.
I think I vaguely remember this one.
No, but I tell it on the podcast. I can't fucking remember.
You
definitely haven't told it on the podcast.
So,
I've never heard this story.
Years ago, my aunt lived in Revere in this triple decker by the high school.
So good.
Her and Don Don, her boyfriend was called fucking Don Don. I got another. When New Year's comes,
he's on it up.
I have a New Year's story that'll.
Under Jeremy Grimes.
She used to babysit, whatever. Don. Me and my cousin Scotty. So anyway, so she had us over Thanksgiving. She had this cat, Fluffy. It's an awful fucking cat. It burrowed a hole in the fucking box spring of their bed. So we'd sleep over there, and you'd walk
some
by the bed,
marsupial.
And the thing would like fucking claw you as you walk by the bed. So one day I was like, "Fuck this cat! I hate this cat!" So me and Scotty, I caught it and put it in the fucking shoebox and fucking put elastics around it, cut holes so the cat would be like stay alive.
Did you cut the hole too close to the cat?
And we stuffed it in the closet. And then Scotty's like, "Yo, dude," he's like, "I think we gotta let the fucking cat." I'm like, "Fuck that cat! God damn it!" He's like, "Nah, dude, we gotta let it out." So I remember, it's like, all right, so we get take the shoebox, and I open the thing, and the cat just leaps out, and it claws my fucking, its claw gets in my fucking
like
eye.
Like on Aliens when it comes out of the egg and it goes on your face?
It couldn't have missed my eye by any more. It caught my fucking, the bottom eyelid, and just his paw was, the thing's
fucking. It
couldn't
have missed my eye by any more. Means it completely whiffed. No, it did not hurt you at all.
It missed my eyeball. It got my bottom eyelid, and the cat. And I'm literally trying to pull the fucking cat off my face and Scotty. I'm like, my fucking eye. The cat's hissing. Finally get the thing off. But I remember because, the cat's
wonder why it was
the
so
litter
upset.
Box. But I remember my eye fucking blew up like a fucking
balloon.
Oh,
you probably got infected.
All infected. But anyways, so this fucking cat was awful. She'd make pasta. At one point, the cat was fucking pink. No, at one point, the cat was pink. She was making pasta.
Okay.
And the cat jumped into the fucking sauce. jumped out. Because I remember she was babysitting us one night, and I'm like, why is the cat pink? She's like, ah, jumped in the fucking sauce, you know?
Cats like, don't even like water. Why is it even so, doing that? That's a, yeah.
I think we were like to. Nine.
It's like a stone cold animal live.
I think we were like... I think we were nine or 10 years old.
Just going right by it.
9 or 10 years old. We had Steve we were over there for Thanksgiving dinner. So me and Scotty are just sitting there eating the like, and I'm like,
oh, the cat's in the pot.
No. I'm eating like the mashed potatoes.
The
I'm like,
dick is huge. The cat's like, dick is huge.
I'm like, I look at Scotty. Scotty's like, I'm like, yeah, it's like
something wrong here.
And I look down, and we're like looking at. And it's just cat hair and the mashed potatoes and the stuffing, like in everything. It's just all Fluffy's fucking cat hair. Literally, every bite of food is like, it's like you just, it's just full of fucking, because the cat would just walk around on the counter. It's just cat hair everywhere in the fucking food. I think the thing literally just like sat in the fucking like food. So remember, like,
that movie he did like, when he simulated the cat sitting in the food was fucking next level.
Like a saucy little ass.
Yeah, it was like a sexy cat.
No, absolute fucking nightmare. So, like, she's
a flirty cat, like, trying to sit in the
she's my aunt.
I can't believe the cat that's, like, locked in a shoebox in the closet would want to sit in some warm food.
Did you catch it? My aunt's boyfriend's name was Don Don.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
This guy, he drove off the Tobin Bridge. Drove
did
off.
He pirouette?
He did. He spun. He had an old, like, a. You remember the Pontiac Catalinas in the 70s, those big Catalinas?
Oh, Catalina
he totally missed the fucking exit going into Chelsea. Blew the car off.
He couldn't have missed it anymore. The cat was hanging
into the water or no?
No, he was, my favorite story of him, there's two. I have two stories of him. One is he was in jail.
You've already told four stories.
Well, he was in jail.
Let me have two more stories about this guy you're obsessed with. So,
no, he was in jail.
Tell the story.
So he's in jail. He was writing my aunt letters from jail. Pretty he's like, good. I'm clean and I'm sober, like all this stuff. He said, oh,
how romantic.
Finally, after like, well, aren't you like kind of forced to be clean and sober when you're in jail?
No. Hey, you ever seen Oz?
No.
They're serving me food.
Adebisi will sell you tits anytime.
I got pissed so bad. We just end the podcast now.
Just end the story.
Dude, end the story, dude.
The guy's still halfway off the bridge. We don't know what happened to him. Now he's back in jail.
He was in jail, and he got out of jail. Within like a week, he finally got his shit together, bought himself a brand new... He had never had like anything like nice. Bought himself a truck, went out to... I forget the bar that's in Broadway in Chelsea. Got hammered. Basically, same day he bought himself the truck, went out... Drunk, took the truck and then just drove it through the front of a fucking house in Lake Chelsea.
That's
well, if he had insurance, he got his truck back.
Yeah, I don't think he had insurance.
All right, truck actually ended up in the mashed potatoes.
That was all over the place, but goddamn.
Before we wrap this up, there's one more thing I want to just bring up. Just for food for thought, for me, for people calling in when they get shit-faced and they call the hotline, is I told you guys about this before, but Martin sends a text about Candlebox. It's a little food for thought. Out of the blue, it just says... If you had Coke and Candlebox, you would have fucked any girl in West Quincy from 1995 to 1998.
Powerful stuff.
It was like in a group text.
That came out of a time capsule.
Well, all right, dude. Like, yeah, I guess you're pretty right about that, but like, what a weird statement to make.
Since you brought that up.
Nobody would have Candlebox CDs. Here's, if you have Coke and Candlebox. Like, do you have to have the band with you?
There's no, dude, all you needed was Coke.
Can we just,
I don't think anyone
Candlebox didn't really. Yeah, that's no likes Candlebox.
Can we at least just give a shout out to the dude that played guitar in Candlebox that he was like the coolest dude of all time?
No. Who the fuck is this guy?
He was in Six Fit. Do you remember when they played?
No, that was the drummer, I think.
No,
right?
It was the guitar player. Wait, he showed up with that box.
I got a story about
that. Candlebox is in Six Fit.
He toured with the Six Fit.
I was
Fit.
Talking
was
shit about
player.
How Candlebox is my most hated band ever in New York outside the Cake Factory at a Six Fit show. And I turned around and the guy's like, yo, that dude was in Candlebox. And the guy, like, looked at me. He was like, you heard the whole story? I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, what are the odds of that happening?
It was like 2010.
That's why he's, like, the coolest fucking dude, because he literally... Why? I don't know. There's something awesome about some dude that was in some band that probably gets, like, some sort of royalties and probably... But he's still...
Sexwood was cool.
He's like probably, like, tapped in enough that he likes cool shit.
Speaking of cool shit, there's the newest... Don't worry about it, man. Listen to Mickey, longtime listener, first class human.
Mickey,
wrote in
what's
with
up?
The newest MCU movie, which is direct to YouTube. It's called Greater Southbridge. It's a documentary about Southbridge, Massachusetts. Look Nobody up Greater it. Southbridge on YouTube. It's a award winning Marvel movie.
Jesus, dude.
Dude, you all right?
Yep.
Are we ready to.
Patched again.
Are you ready to fucking wrap it up, bro?
Oh, isn't there more stuff?
Yeah, we got 2 hours more.
No, that's enough. That, we did
you think
it.
So?
We got B-side animal facts about animals
you
don't
think
even exist.
You think
we
people. There's got to be something on there that's fucking valuable.
I was going to talk about when me and Williamson went to Brooklyn for that beer thing.
Yeah, talk about
dude, the ambulance showing up. That's kind of. gold.
Dude,
it's like the shittiest ambulance I've ever seen show up.
Oh,
to
yeah,
anything.
That was like a Bush League ambulance. It was made out of like cardboard and shit.
It was like 1988. Like, it showed up with those shitty hubcaps.
Took a cardboard box and a refrigerator came and put a siren on top, just walked down the street and said ambulance.
Like DOA in that fucking. They put you in that DOA.
And it was like 2 hours in. Like, some dude just fucking went
for
it. How
is that possible?
Deceased and desist.
Oh, the guy had a deceased and desist.
I wish I was there for that just to see, like, people fucking pass out like an hour into a fucking beer fest.
Well, hey, everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. We're going to do another one before the end of the year.
Yeah, we got Melroy coming up.
We got Melroy. Well, I wanted to also do like a year in review. Bob, you're going to like some shit I have planned.
And we might have a special one if things go right, right?
They never do, though. So
when's anything ever gone right for us?
Nothing, never.
We're like people in exile, you know what I mean?
Bob's in Doug Nut.
Where is that fucking thing? We're like
a gargoyle. Right.
Whoop! I think that.
Can you give me one more soup sal?
Yeah, of course. So this one goes out to Bob.
Soup sal. Yeah, got it.
Boston accents.